from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
And speaking of holding hands, a man has done a lot of holding hands in his time. Through all sorts of things, all sorts of journeys, all sorts of races for other human beings. Hello, Warrior Rick. How are you?
Rob, it is so good to be here holding hands, listening to you, brother.
Yes, brother.
COVID didn't allow us to hold hands. I was really pissed off, man. But now, yes, I didn't even just hold your hand when I came in. I gave you a hug, squeezed Roz, smelled that perfume, hugged her again.
So good to be back.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Rick is here. If you don't know, he is a life coach, a mentor, an activist, a fitness guru, an instructor, an inspiration. What words do you like to describe?
Activist. Lately, it's about action, because I think there's been so much awareness around who we should be and who we should be in these times.
Yes.
And so for me, activism really means, you know, rolling up your sleeves. It's not all about protest. It's about actually taking action and not being complacent or complicit with what you know you need to do in life. So activist is my favorite one, actually.
It's about doing things.
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to ask. As a very basic question, as someone who has spent their life helping people, what makes a positive mindset? What makes the shift from I'm a human being doing my thing, it's okay, to I'm a positive human being, I'm going to make change? Like, what is that shift?
I think it takes a lot of vision. I think, you know, it's something that you can't see necessarily with your naked eye. So I have faith. So, you know, with my upbringing and understanding that spirit is energy, I've always had a lot of energy, Rob. So I think it's a spirit. So I'm fortunate in that I was blessed to have all this energy and want to use that energy. And I think for those who may find that, you know, they might say, oh, they're not a morning person, or they just can't get up the energy, you know, have faith that things will get better. Have faith that if you look out into the future that, you know, it's worth doing the little things right now, because it's going to get better in 5 weeks, 5 months, or 5 years.
Yeah.
What if you don't have that kind of forward thinking vision because you failed at something that you were really kind of putting your hopes into, or you failed at something repeatedly? How do you actually just get back up again to try again when you feel like you are a failure?
That word, hey?
It's a horrible word. Mm.
Failure. I told my dad when I started doing motivational speaking 10 years ago in Obed, I said, Dad, it's about failure. That's where you learn. He says, it's not failure, it's experience. I said, that's my dad.
And so often just a reframe like that can be so powerful.
Mm. It's so important. And I think that's why, you know, you'll find a lot of people who are in the game of motivation and coaching. They talk about failure being a lesson. It is. You should have no regrets in life, for example. They're only lessons. So we're constantly in a phase of growth. I talk about graduation doesn't always happen in your matric year.
Mm.
That you should be graduating every day. Can you hear gradual? So it's not big quantum leaps, small little gradual steps. And sometimes you fall back, but you learn where you came from so that you can get back up. It's actually nice to make a couple mistakes, because then it's easier to get up those steps. So failure is a lesson. And I think, you know, don't be so hard on yourself, and recognize that whatever vision you have for yourself is your vision. So no one can tell you really how to get there and how to do it properly.
What are some of the things that people can take from your experience and your learnings that have kind of brought you to the point of where you are now? What would you say has been one of the big contributing factors?
I think, you know, probably the one that has been coming up a lot lately, we were talking about it as I walked into the studio, is that I've been married for over 22 years. I have 4 children and 2 grandchildren, and we've adopted, you know, another 8 children. So there's 12 children from 41 to 4 years old that we've raised. My wife taught me something, and she said, don't worry, right? Just know that it's just another plate of food. I said, what about the tuition? What about the stationery? What about the uniform? What about our relationship and the stress? She had me focus on one thing, which is what she was saying, is that we just have to make sure that there's food. And I think that it probably was a metaphor for nutrition beyond just the physical food, but rather just to feed the mind and to feed the heart and to feed the love that you have. So the biggest lesson is that life is not as hard as we make it if we can focus on one thing. And typically, it's something that is nurturing for the soul.
I absolutely love that, because it's true. If you can surround yourself with people that you love and a sense of family and a sense of, then you can find a sense of purpose. And then you can move forward to go and achieve things. I mean, there's a well-documented I don't know, part of psychology and so on. Human beings inherently, losing something hurts more than getting it in the first place. So if I give you something for free, you think, yay, 6 out of 10. If I take it away from you, then it hurts 9 out of 10, but you remember the hurt being more than the joy you get for it, which I think is why when we lose something, we cling to that as opposed to the excitement of the new experience, the joy of the new relationship, right. The joy That's of right. the new job, because we're so stuck on that hurts, which is what we remember.
And that's okay. I mean, it's okay to remember the hurt. It's okay to know that, you know, certain things. I was speaking to a lady today, and she was talking about things that trigger. She's actually part of a performance that's happening at the Market Theater called Sullied. Christy, good luck tonight. Tonight's opening night, right? And with this, she says that there's a lot of things that can be triggering. And I said, anytime I hit trigger, I get nervous. I get scared, especially as a man living in a patriarchal society. I think, oh my gosh, I'm maybe saying the wrong thing. But she said that the trigger sometimes is necessary for healing. But you need to know and understand how to navigate triggers. So if you need to step away, step away. But if you can just work through the trigger, there's an opportunity for healing. So where there's hurt, there's the potential for healing, which I think is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a part of life that when nothing bad happens, it's difficult to grow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's at least been my experience.
Absolutely. Do you remember, what's that movie, that Disney movie? It was E something, where they just kind of went around in carts. I can never remember the names of movies.
Wally.
It's E on the end.
Wally.
That's right. And I always remember that when I think about, you know, sitting around and wanting to be entertained and passively just wanting everything to be so comfortable. I think, I don't want to be like those Wally people in little go-karts moving around. You know, I want to have a little bit of the tension, a little bit of the rigor and the challenge, just enough so that I can be thin enough and strong enough to not be in that trolley.
Got you.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.